Thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Hey, Tiffany, good afternoon. Hey, Tiffany, this is Milo with Capital One in Tampa, Florida, on the recorded line. Tiffany, I have Mrs. Jane Harrison on the line with us. Tiffany, the reason for the call today is Ms. Harrison was billed on March 2nd, 5590, three times from OMAX Health. She does not recall ordering or signing up for anything. So we're hoping maybe you can kind of give us a little bit more information to what you guys do and possibly what this charge may be regarding.
Okay, can I get the customer's zip code, ship and zip code, please?
Yeah, hey, Ms. Harrison. Sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms. Harrison.
Sure. It's 94022.
Okay, and thank you for that. And what was the first name, Ms. Harrison?
Jane.
Okay, thank you. And may I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
Sure. 690 Torwood Lane, Los Altos, California.
Okay, and thank you for that. Now, Ms. Jane, I want to first start off by saying that I do see that someone had placed the order for the OMAX 3, which is a ultra pure product. It's a fish oil product. It helps with joint body pains. And then they also order a vitamin D product as well. Now, they called in and they placed the order on the 1st of March. Now, me, myself, I did call the number that they have on this account. The phone number they have on an account is 602-708-3997. I did reach out on the 1st to see if you were the one that placed that order. I don't know if that's your phone number or did you get that voicemail,
no.
But I did call in to see.
Okay. No, that's not a number I recognize.
Okay. And let's see what else they, and then I have another account that's, and it's the same address. You did say your address was the 6090 Torwood Lane.
Uh-huh.
They got another account, same day. That was on the 1st of March, but they have a different phone number. They have 480-201-7291.
Nope.
Yeah,
don't
and we call
that number.
Okay, and we call to get verification on that number as well. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and cancel this account. I'm gonna refund the payback to you, and I'm gonna put on this account that they can't place orders here. I'm gonna put it on here as a fraud call, okay? As a fraudulent
account.
Okay,
so those three, so the three charges will be refunded.
Now, I see.
I have,
let's
there
see
are
what
three.
You,
there's three.
Let me see what's been charged on here.
Two were on
okay,
the second.
Now I got two charges. Each one is for $55.90.
Uh-huh. I'm
now, those
showing
are two
three.
That I see. And how much was
okay,
that
I'm
one
showing
for?
$55.90. This is how it came up. They're identical. There are three charges on my card. One, $55.90, was on the, let me see, the third, and the other two were charged on the second.
Okay, now I don't see that one. I'm wondering if they could have put it in another name, because I only see two for the $55.90, I don't see a third one, and I'm only finding two accounts. So, and what's the last four numbers on your Visa card?
6104.
Okay, thank you. And so let me just make sure that's what they, so yeah, they have that on both of them. So once, so what I'm going to do, once I take care of these two accounts for you, then if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you for the first six and the last four of that card. I'm going to see if it's in our system again. Maybe it's up under a different name or something. I can try to see that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me just, I'm going to place you on hold for a moment. Let me just take care of these two accounts right quick.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Harrison, I'm still on the line here in case you may need me, okay?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it sounds like maybe I need a new card number.
Right, yeah, that's why I wanted to stay on the line in case you need me. So, yep, so, yeah, I'll let her do her thing, and then I'll speak with you after that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to let you know that I'm still here, okay? I'm still working on these two accounts for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I want to let you know that since this account was up under a, you know, for verification, so it's on our end, only thing it did was just make those payments pin until we got verification that you was the one that placed the order. So since we are aware that it wasn't you, what I did was when I automatically cancel both of these accounts, it's automatically is going to void those payments back to you. So once it stops pending, then you'll see where they just go back into your account.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give you, since it's the two accounts that I was able to locate, I canceled them out. I'm going to provide you with both of those accounts cancellation numbers, and then we'll go and see if we could, you know, find another charge for you with your card information.
Okay. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. And I noticed while going over both of these accounts together, I see where they're using two different email addresses as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so the first cancellation number is going to be for the charge that shows on our end. It shows the first, but it's probably on your end for the second. So that cancellation number is going to be 150-3119. Okay, and then on the other one, it still has the same date on there. So that other cancellation number is going to be 150-3118.
Okay,
so we got that. Now we're going to, if you don't mind, I would just need the first six and then the last four numbers. I'm going to see if it's in our system again besides the two times that I see, okay?
Okay, so the first six numbers you need?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. 414709.
Okay, thank you.
And the last four are 6104.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to see if it's in here any more times. Yep, I see it. Okay, that's interesting. Yep, it is for $55.99. Okay, now this one doesn't have your name on it, but it does, let me see. It doesn't even have the same. Okay, I'm going to cancel that one too. They have a different phone number, different name. It doesn't even have your name on it, period. So, you're going to want to cancel that card that you have.
Yep.
Okay. Do you mind if I place you on hold for just a moment? I need to just speak with my supervisor just a moment. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, so I got that one taken care of as well. So what I'm going to do on this account, because it, like I said, it doesn't have your name on it. It has a totally different name, totally different address. Okay. So on this one right here, so that they are not able to use your card, I'm going to make sure I put on this account just in case this customer was to try to go in to place the account, they won't be able to use it. Even though you're changing your card out, I'm still want to just make sure I do that as well.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, so I did refund, so that is three payments that's going to be. Now, as for this one right here, it shows that this charge has already went through. So what I'm going to have to do on that one is refund it back to you, and you have to get it back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. So I got all of that taken care of for you. And is it anything else that I can help you with?
So I don't need a cancellation number for that one.
Yes, you do. I'm sorry. Yes, you do.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's all right. I've been through this before, so I'm very
diligent. Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Frustrating.
Okay, let me get that for you. Okay, I'm trying to get your shipping and handling back because it charged them like $15.94. So I'm trying to get that back. Just give me just a
Thank
moment.
You.
You're welcome. Okay, I see why. There we go. Have to add it in there. Okay, so that cancellation number is going to be 569-1200.
Okay. All right, good. We're good to go.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for any inconvenience, but I will make sure that I put this account onto the list to where they can't use your card to place their order, even though you're going to cancel that card, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much for your help. We appreciate it.
Oh, you are more than welcome. Thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
I need a new credit card.
Yep. So what we'll do is this. Okay. So we'll go ahead.